Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Welcome to Louisville. How about the incident with the world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, outside of Valhalla this morning, very early? Traffic had been stopped after some guy got hit and killed by a shuttle bus around 5 a.m. And according to Jeff Darlington, an ESPN reporter who was there, he saw the whole thing. Scheffler was allegedly trying to drive around the crash scene on a median, and a cop told him to stop, but Scheffler didn't. He continued to drive toward the entrance of the golf club. At one point, a cop tried to grab the car. Scheffler stopped as he turned into the entrance of Valhalla, finally, and after about 30 seconds, he rolled down his window to talk to the cop. The cop grabbed him, yanked him out of the car. Darlington watched the whole thing. The cop reached inside the vehicle to open the door, and once Scheffler was pulled out, he was slammed against the car and placed in handcuffs. Darlington was there when Scheffler was detained. And he said Scheffler turned to him and said, "Can you help?" According to Darlington, the cop told him, "Get away. Get out of the way," he said. "There's nothing you can do. He's going to jail." Scheffler, of course, had won four of his last five starts, including the Masters. He's supposed to tee off at 10 a.m. this morning. That was the plan anyway. The start of the second round was delayed after a shuttle bus struck and killed the guy outside Valhalla. And the Louisville Metro Police are not messing around. So nobody knows who the guy was. He was attempting to cross this road around 5 a.m. when he was struck in a lane that was for buses only. Police said he died at the scene. Several cops and responders were still at the scene around 7 a.m. this morning. Traffic had backed up in dark and rainy weather, and shuttle buses bringing fans had all been stopped. And then they were going to delay the start of the second round. It was supposed to start early, but it didn't. And what a nightmare for Scheffler. And frankly, what a nightmare for the Louisville PD. It makes them look stupid, in a sense, for really going somewhat overboard on Scheffler, one of the golfers in the PGA Championship, the number one player in the world. Obviously, the cop didn't know who he was and wasn't having any of it. But then I'm sure he told him who he was, and the cop obviously didn't care and threw him in a cop car and took him to jail. Like, are you kidding me? Honestly, talk about overdoing it. And what's he going to do? Is he going to ruin his PGA championship? Is he finished? Are they going to let him go? Are they going to let him golf? Is his mind screwed up now? Has the whole thing rattled him? How crazy is this? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you talk about going a little bit overboard. I think it sounds to me like, first of all, Scheffler shouldn't have done what he did. There's no doubt about it. But then, like, to drive off and just keep ignoring the popo, and they're screaming and yelling at you to stop and you don't, I guess you got it coming. But then the whole scene of cuffing him and rolling him onto the car and clicking him and throwing him into the back seat of the cop car and taking him to the police station, I think is a little extreme, but I mean, you have got to be kidding me. Not a good look for Scheffler thinking that, like, you know, maybe it smells like to me, like, you don't know who I am. I'm a golfer. I'm the number one player in the world. I'm playing in the PGA Championship. I'm here to golf. I'm not here to deal with your BS. I'm not here to deal with your car crash. I'm not listening to you. I'm special. There had to be some of that going on. And that just is not good for his, you know, optically, his career. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a bad scene. It is all over the news. Like, everybody's running with it. You would have thought he murdered someone. You would have thought he's the guy that drove over the guy that got killed. You would have thought he was the reason for the wreck because he just tried to get around the mess, and then they turned it into a international incident and tagged him and took him to the police station. It's just crazy. Now let's get to the hockey. What a scene last night in Raleigh. The Rangers found themselves in a deep hole, down 3-1 going into the third period against the Canes, looking to force a game 7 at the world's most famous on Saturday night. But Chris Kreider was having none of it. He took the game over by himself as the President's Trophy winners finally finish off the Canes and earn their spot in the Eastern Conference Final with a gigantic come-from-behind 5-3 win and an enormous third period. Kreider, the third period natural Hattie, the hat trick to help the Rangers wipe out a 2-goal deficit and beat the Canes by a pair of goals. He got the empty netter late. A stunning win and a very depressing scene for the Canes and their fans in their building. Kreider said, "We talk about being a resilient group and a competitive group, and I think we showed that tonight." Kreider erased the Canes 3-1 lead in the final period. The go-ahead score, which also completed the Natty Hattie, came when he got position on a Chatfield shot from the top of the crease, tipped in the Lindgren pass to make it 4-3 at 15:41. I mean, honestly, Kreider, the third Rangers player to score 3 goals in a series clinching game in the first since Mike Gardner back in 1990, and it little bit like Messier's guarantee in 94 when you think about it, when he had a third period hat trick in game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final against the Devils after promise that the Rangers would force a 7th game in the series. The Rangers, of course, went on to win that and the Stanley Cup that season in 1994, as I mentioned. Now, Kreider allowed the Rangers to put away the Canes, who had won 2 straight after falling into a 3-zip hole in the series. The Canes appeared like they were going to force game 7. They were up 2-0, 3-1. And they just couldn't stop the Rangers in the last 14 minutes. Trocheck said of the Rangers, "We just had to go out there and make a decision in the third period. Either show up and play and be part of the series or don't. I think we had 20 guys show up in the third." Barclay Goodrow finished this one off by getting a loose puck near the boards and scoring a long empty netter in the final minute, sending Goodrow to the Rangers bench. He was mobbed by teammates, and it sent the Rangers to the Eastern Conference Final. They're going to face either Boston or Florida, of course. That is game 6 tonight. Kreider's first goal came at 6:43 when he got a puck through against the left skate of Anderson, who had stopped Zibanejad near the right post as Zibanejad skated in. He fouled by tipping in a shot by the bread man, Panarin, on a power play to tie it at 3 at 11:54. Brindamore said their top guys took over in the third there once they got that one. Shesterkin hung in there. He got bombarded in the first 2 periods. He finished with 33 saves and came up big on Jordan Staal near the crease. And another tying chance from Svechnikov on a faceoff in the third period. Nietzsche, Jarvis, and Aho scored for Carolina. Anderson finished with 19 saves. Carolina finished 3 points behind the Rangers for the President's Trophy. Of course, the team with the best record in the regular season. And they entered the NHL as favorites to win the Stanley Cup. We've heard it all. The Canes are the best team in hockey, and they were going to play the Stars in the finals. Don Waddell even went out and got Jake Gensel from the Penguins to make him even more lethal. But it didn't matter, because once again, they lose. The last guy to win the cup for them, of course, Peter Laviolette, the Rangers coach. And the Canucks won last night over the Oilers to take a 3-2 series lead.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.